Hi, everybody. My name is Edith. I am an alcoholic, a codependent, a debting spending addict. I'm also addicted to electronics, a food addict, and a sex and love addict.
Hey, everybody.
And I have done this work, as it's laid out in this big book, with the help of two very patient, loving Big Book Step Study sponsors, a loving God, and I made almost all my amends, living in 10, 11, 12 on a daily basis to the best of my ability. And I have to say that it doesn't matter when or where or what step, but I'm just always feel humbled and honored and privileged to be able to speak about anything in this book, because I just love this book and I love this program so much. And it's changed my life. I can't even explain how it's changed my life. Just, I'm living happy, joyous, and free. And I wasn't living that way before I did this work. So I now have a a relationship with my Creator. I always believed in God, but I did not have a relationship. And I certainly didn't ask God continually and listen to God and listen to what people in these rooms and my other programs tell me, which I personally think that's, as my sister said, God with skin on, because I think God speaks to me through you guys. So I'm very honored to be able to speak on Step 5 today. And let me say first off, that early on, I had some fear around doing my fifth step. There's a lot of wreckage in my past. I did things that I could still be in prison for. I did things that I could have lost my career over. I mean, just the insanity, the way my mind worked, the fact that I said and did. Like, I love this thing right here. This kind of sums it all. It says, we've ascertained in a rough way what the trouble is. We've put our finger on the weak items. I love that little euphemism there in our personal inventory. And I have a little note over here. The translation for me is all of the things that I said and did and thought that made my life such a total mess. And those were divulged to me in that fourth step very, very clearly, very clearly. You know, it just showed me those character defects, where I was selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, and afraid. And so early on, I had a little bit of trepidation about the fact that I'd be telling my sponsor everything that I was discovering. However, let me say, if you haven't gotten to that point yet, rest assured, because by the time I got there, got ready to do my fifth step, I was ready to do my fifth step, because thankfully these steps are in order, and your sponsor will probably remind you, had to remind me a couple times, to do them in order, not jump ahead, because if you notice, the fear inventory comes along, and the sex inventory, of course, those are in order for a reason too, before this. So by the time I got to this, here's what had happened. As a result of the work I'd done, I was ready to do this. I was ready to give this to another person. And there's another advantage that we have, I believe, today that these folks didn't have back in the 30s, and that's we have a sponsor that we typically, sometimes we might have two, we might switch off somewhere in that process. Some people even had three, that's fine, but we have a sponsor that we grow to love and trust and have a relationship with as well. And I would trust my sponsor with my life. I could tell her anything. That's just how I feel about it, because the relationship we have. So I had no qualms whatsoever about pouring out all of this stuff. Everything, as it says, even from the darkest nooks and crannies. And I had some dark stuff in my nooks and crannies. So by the time you get there and get ready to do this, you will be ready to do this. The steps, that's how they work. What can I say? And I am grateful that we have sponsorship now. You know, these guys had to go out and find these people. And, you know, sometimes I think we have it good. I know I had it good in my experience. So anyway, this is what we're trying to get. We're trying to get a new attitude. This is in the very first paragraph. We're trying to get a new attitude, a new relationship with our Creator, and to discover the obstacles in our past. Okay, I touched on this because I do now have a new relationship with my Creator. And again, it's one of, it's not like I used to be. I always believed in God, but even my prayers were still me trying to be God, because I didn't ask God, or I didn't just make these general prayers like I do now, asking for His guidance and strength, etc. But I would tell God what He should do for me. Now, how ridiculous is that? The fact that I don't know what is best for me, the fact that I don't know what will make me happy even. I thought I did, but I have learned now that I don't. Only God really, really knows what I need, even what I want to make me happy, joyous, and free. So it only makes sense that I'm going to consult with Him. Now, do I on occasion revert back to my old behaviors and try to take the reins and try to be the director and try to control certain things or even other people? Absolutely. I'm a codependent, so I'm going to try to do that. And I'm all those other things, so I'm going to on occasion. But the good news is, as a result of doing this work, I can catch it quickly. And I can make an amends quickly. And, this is key, going forward, I know that I have an option to do things differently. So, all that being said, this is why, the best reason for us, I underline this, why do we do this? Okay, we've done all this work, and we're like, whew, thank God that's over, literally. But now, there's another big, huge step, step five. We've got to tell someone all of that stuff. And for me, it was a lot of stuff, as I keep saying. It took me a long time to write it, and it took us days for me to read it. but why do we have to do that? Well, the first reason, if we skip this vital step, and vital was one of the words I looked up, life-giving. In other words, I've got to have it if I'm going to live. If we skip this vital step, we may not overcome drinking. You know? And I think that goes beyond just the drinking. It's all the stuff that goes with that. The obsession of the mind. You know, that alcoholic thinking, food addiction thinking, electronic and all those other things thinking. Because I have a twisted, my brain is just twisted. The thoughts just don't come out straight. So how can I amend that? By trusting and relying on God. All right, so time after time, newcomers have tried to keep to themselves these certain facts about their lives, trying to avoid this humbling experience. Because it is humbling, but like I said, I was ready when I got there. But I've still got to be humble. I've got to have humility. It tells us this at the top of page 73. I have to have humility, fearlessness, and honesty. Because otherwise, what's the point? If I'm going to try and hold back things, thank God I didn't feel like that. I've heard people say that they said there was this one thing that they knew they weren't going to tell their sponsor in the fifth step. However, God has a way. Darned if it just didn't come rolling right out. You know? Boom, there it is. And that's God. That's God. It's God, I believe, that gave me the power, that gave me the humility, that gave me fearlessness to present all of this stuff. And like I said, there were some humdingers in there. Okay, so I've got to have that. And one thing that I believe, really believe, is that this process of telling all these things to my sponsor really brought me a real sense of humility and humbleness that I never had before. I can't even explain it. It's just something about telling that other human being and God, you know, we knew that God was right there with us as well. And I know in my heart of heart that God knows all this, but there's something cathartic, and it's just a release to tell another human being all of these defects of character that I discovered, all of these insane, hurtful things that I did, hurtful to others and myself. Okay. So some people, it says, they only thought, and thought is in italics, they only thought they'd lost their egotism and fear. They only thought that they had humbled themselves, but they had not learned enough of humility, fearlessness, and honesty in the sense we find it necessary until they told someone else all their life story. That's pretty clear. you know, over and over again, it's saying we've got to do this or it's not going to really work. You're going to go back out there and drink or eat things that I don't eat or whatever. You know, it's an important, important step. We've got to tell these things all our life story. And when I did that, wow, it was so clear to me. So clear that I was the director of my life. And that's why I wreaked havoc. So clear, it became so clear. You know, because I was reading the same things, a lot of the same things over and over and over again, for one thing. You know, there were patterns there that showed me, you know, how insane my life was. And why I was such a disaster. I was a disaster. Every aspect. You heard me read all those things, you know. Financially, I was a disaster. I was a disaster in all my relationships. Work, at the workplace, you know, I didn't know how to... I always made a good living, but I certainly didn't know how to interact with the people there or to, you know... let me put it this way. I'm not sure I would have wanted to be my boss until after I did this work. So... what this does is it's relieved that constant fear, that constant tension. It just kind of took it away. It's just like, you know, just, I don't know, like we feel maybe when you get off from work. It's just like, whew, relaxed. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, that fear just drains out of it. And I have to commend my sponsor, too, because, first of all, she took so much time. She actually came and stayed at my house, and Z was kind enough to go and stay at my sister's, who was out of town, I think it was. And so we had the house to ourselves, and it was days. It took days. I did it during spring break, so I had 3 days set aside, but that wasn't even enough, you know. So that, it was like 5 days, I think. That's a lot of time to give to someone. So I really appreciate that, and I also appreciate the fact that she really, really listened. And I also appreciate the fact that she showed not one iota of judgment or criticism. There was nothing negative. And what the result of that was, it just was really a positive, positive experience in a number of ways. Another thing that I appreciate about her is that on, not all the way, but on a couple of occasions, she asked me a couple of questions just to kind of make me go a little bit deeper, a little further. And that was really helpful because I thought I was being, you know, as open and as honest as I could be. But she really helped me see other aspects of it. And I've shared this before, but one time, you know how people have that one thing that they, especially probably often, many people do anyway, don't want to share. And when I shared that, and I said, you know, I know God has forgiven me, and I've shared this before, and she said, she looked at me, and she says, well, I know, Edith. She said, but have you forgiven yourself? And I just broke down bawling, you know. There was my answer. No, I had not. So this was an opportunity for me to reiterate to myself, God has forgiven me. Then for Pete's sake, Edith, forgive yourself so you can move on. So you won't have that dreaded sense of guilt and fear around that, you know? I made a mistake. It doesn't make me a bad person. And another important thing that she brought out to me is I'm not that person now. Thank God, as a result of doing this work, I'm not that person. I really don't think I would have done the majority of those things had I already done this work. So it was so helpful. It was so life-giving to me. It says it's a vital step, and it was really gave me a lot of vitality. It gave me some humility to see the things that I've done. I mean, because you can't, when you do that fourth step and you tell it to somebody, you can't hide from that. If you really are open and honest, it's out there. And that is just so powerful. So powerful. And how am I doing on time?
You got about six
minutes. About
5.5 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wrap it up then because we've got a lot of people here that can share today. And as it says, we must be entirely honest with somebody if we are to expect to live long are happily in this world. And I am so grateful for this process, and so grateful for my fifth step too, because I feel like I am living longer happily in this world. I mean, my life is just, that spiritual awakening has happened for me. It continues to grow. I'm continually learning more and more about myself, some of the pluses and some of the not so pretty things, but it's helpful. I mean, because I'm like, bring it on. I want to grow. That's what it says, you know, after we've done this work. Now we have to grow. We continue to grow, or else it's not going to work for me. So thank you so much for letting me share on step five today. I really appreciate it. I do feel the nearness of my Creator, and I'm so grateful for everybody in this room, because you help make this all happen for me, a reality and a wonderful thing. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Edith.